Well, hello and welcome to the I Hate Crocs official podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Crocs. And the second section of this podcast, we're going to be talking about Crocs. And then we'll read some letters. So starting off, if you're new to the official podcast for the IHateCrocs.com website, then welcome. Welcome. We're happy to have you. Well, we'll just start. Well, this is not about crocodiles. This is not about our friendly remnants of the prehistoric period on this planet. This is all about Crocs. Those ugly motherfucking, what do you call them? Like the shoes. They're made out of plastic. And they smell like crap. We here at the IHateCrocs.com website want you to know that we are here to be a support network for everybody who hates the Crocs. Everybody who thinks these things are exceedingly ugly, chunky, luridly colored, perforated, and overall just a motherfucking eyesore. We can't stand them. We go out to these open-air supermarket, shopping mall places, and I don't know if you've seen it, but they're selling these Crocs for like $40. $40 for a piece of plastic made by people in other countries who, if you probably eat them, they make you sick. And we're not a big fan of that. So anyways, that's our official statement about why we can't stand the Crocs. And we'll be back in a second to talk more about why we hate the Crocs. Welcome back to the official IHateCrocs.com podcast. We're here to talk about why we can't stand these Crocs and why we want them eliminated and removed from this planet. There are many other things that we could be spending time creating that would betterment of the planet. Like, for example, cars that do not use gas, but instead of that and peace, we are making plastic shoes. Babies are wearing these plastic shoes, and it gives me the shivers. Shivery shivers. There's foreign people in sweatshops. They spend their entire days melting plastic, molding plastic, and creating the most off-putting plastic shoe ever. And each week we will be talking about why we want the elimination to occur very soon. This week we have a letter from Josie from Louisville, Kentucky, who writes, "Dear IHateCrocs.com official podcast, I agree. I cannot stand these Crocs. Everywhere I look, people are wearing Crocs. And what is up with..." Of course, I'm putting a little bit of emotion for her words. "And what is up with purple Crocs or pink Crocs? These are not the right colors for shoes. I agree with your official site wholeheartedly that the Crocs should be eliminated. Best in our fight. Josie, Louisville, Kentucky." We get letters like this every single week here at the official IHateCrocs.com podcast. And please feel free to email or write. The addresses are on the website, which is IHateCrocsBlog.blogspot.com. That's all we got for this week. Next week, we will be interviewing a local man who used to work for the company that creates Crocs, and is going to shed light on exactly what goes into making these horrible, horrible, horrible life-threatening devices of torture. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week on the IHateCrocs.com podcast.